Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Part of publishing this podcast, I actually use several iOS apps to actually make this podcast possible. I actually record on the iOS version of Authonic just because it's it works well enough, and the Authonic service actually turns the audio into something that's listenable, and it puts the pre and post on it, so it saves a few steps. But the other thing I do is because of how my website is done. I use another app on iOS called Editorial to build the pages for when you get an episode, and Editorial is a nice sort of a programmable editor, and I was able to get it to basically generate. So given some information that I feed it, it would actually create this file, and then. And then I could export that file to another program, which then allowed me to get it onto onto my server, where then when Jekyll does, or I have it do the nightly build of the site, then all of this stuff gets updated, right? So and I'll do a few of these I'll record a few podcasts and prepare all these files, and every night it'll do a build to make sure that at the appropriate time that the correct episode get published. So, small little process there. But unfortunately, the Editorial app itself hasn't been updated in a while, and it seems that this application broke on iOS 13.2. It just crashes on startup. My guess is it's something that'll be fixed at some point. I don't know. Maybe if I load the next version, the next beta of iOS, it'll work again. The podcast must go on, right? So I had to come up with another way to do it. Now I could, of course, do these files manually, but I don't really like that, right? And I took it as an opportunity to say, okay, well, what can I do with the Shortcuts app on iOS, which is actually very powerful and does, I won't say a lot of what I needed to do, but it's able to generate the files for me, it turns out. And that's so I'm able to actually say, okay, what's the episode, the number, and then, and actually have do, and also like, query, Pinboard to go find out the things I've actually, that I've actually marked to potentially use in a podcast. And so I go so I do all of this, and it generates a file for me with that I can then go manually type in what the couple of sentences I want to for the show notes or whatever, and then okay, so I generate the file now, and I've got that. I can do that with Shortcuts, but now I'm like, okay, well, how do I get it the file with the right extension, right? Because it's a markdown file, so it needs to be a .md file, and also actually be able to do, to edit it and actually get it, where it needs to go. So my preference would be to use Editorial, because Editorial does most of what I need it to do, although I've actually done some better stuff with Shortcuts, because I'm able to get the output of a couple of commands. So after I've produced the audio file, I can then produce the markdown file for the episode, and I can go read some of the information off from the system itself, and so that actually makes it a lot easier to generate because then I don't, and it's also less error prone, right? Because then I'm getting the information directly from the file, and then I just hand code the size and the length of the episode into the file. I don't have to hand code that anymore. Now that's just an automatic thing. But anyway, it does change the workflow a bit. Now I've got the act of actually getting, editing the file and then copying it up is now a little bit more complicated than it was. But I think I've got it worked out. And I like to be able to produce this podcast from anywhere and be able to produce it on a mobile device for the most part. And that's what I do, right? And that's why I've got the workflow the way I do. And I want to run it on a site that's, it's basically, the nice thing about Jekyll is it just generates HTML files that I can serve anywhere. I could serve it on an S3 bucket if I really wanted to. I'm not doing that at the moment, but at least I can, so now I've kind of redone my podcast. Now, of course, I'll have to go download iOS 13.2 beta 2 or whatever and go see if editorial still crashes when I start up. But I might use this better. We'll see. You know, we'll see how my script has a couple of quirks with it that I don't know if I can easily fix. I don't know that it matters at the end of the day. So I'm gonna try publishing a few of this way and see what happens. Part of having a podcast is publishing it, and I try to want to make it as easy as possible without having to do as many limit the number of manual steps. Now I think I've streamlined it a little bit, maybe. I don't know, or it's just different, and I've got to get used to it. And so maybe if I can find something that can edit Markdown files and upload them directly with SSH, that'd be really cool, and that might save a step or three. But for right now, I'm kind of doing this multi-step process. That's maybe not perfect, but it allows me to get my to get the podcast out to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.